Well, congratulations are in order for you. Good job making it this far. We're at the final, final section here, but the work's not over. In fact, you might argue that the hardest work is yet to come, where we explain kind of what I'm looking for in this final exam that you're going to send in. We'll take a look at that. And when you send that in, we'll evaluate it. And if you did a great job, or if you want to hear back, just say in the email that you'll get the instructions for how to do it. But say in the email, hey, I'd like a little feedback, or just tell me I did a good job or a bad job, or I don't need a feedback or anything. Here's my final exam. So there you go. We're going to cover a few things in this section before you do your final exam. We're going to cover the Advanced Analytics Process and Platform one more time, because that's what you use to do your final exam. You take the process, you take the platform, and you take the problem statement from the customer, and you put all that together, and that's how you build a solution. Whether it's complex or simple, that's what you do. We're then going to take a look again at that customer churn example for two reasons. One is so that I can show you why we picked what we picked, which will help you in your final exam. The other thing is to let you know what I'm looking for in your final exam to send back to me. There's three big things you need to bundle up together and send back to me. So we'll take a look at that when you do. And I've got a team of folks who will help me evaluate this. And it may be a little while before you hear back. Don't be surprised if it's not the next day. We do have a highly trained staff standing by. Not really, they're working. So we will get to your homework and then get that back to you. Then we'll cover what to use when, because it's the number one ask that we get asked all the time. And then finally, I'll explain how the final project is supposed to work, and I'll go through what you're supposed to turn in and how you're supposed to do it. So without further ado, let's jump in. Well, here's where we started, and here's where we'll finish up, the design process and the platform that you use to complete it. So now let's take a look at what we've done and how far we've gone. We started out by talking about doing our planning, getting the business problem truly defined, and then setting up our environment of what we were going to work with, and then ingesting and looking at the data. Speaking of looking at the data, the next thing we talked about was exploring and visualizing. Now, originally we did just a few types of visualizing. Now, however, you've got a few new tools at your arsenal. You've got R that you can use. You've got Power BI that you understand, and you understand Azure ML. So you've got a few more tools that you get to use in this area. Next, we took a look at what features were, and we learned about machine learning and what we would need to know. Then we learned about the Azure Data Factory. We learned about HD Insight to break down our big rocks into small rocks so that the machine learning model, which we created next, allowed us to create those. And then the model had to be trained. We had to teach it what to do and evaluate how well it did. And then we published that model. We talked about using storage, and then we talked about using Power BI to look at that storage. So along the way, we've done all these different steps. We know we'll have to repeat those. And let's finish it up. You know the drill at this point. We start at the bottom. We work forward towards the top. This time I'll do it with you. Host it, dock it, move it, bring it, store it, relate it, learn it, scale it, stream it, see it, and say it. Okay. Hopefully this little rhyme will help you remember what you need to do to start. It's not the final thing. We'll show you that in just a little bit, but hopefully this was useful. Okay. Let's recap the business that we did, the actual problem we tried to solve, and talk a little bit more about why we chose what we chose now that we have this background information.